This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join our conversation here, featuring discussions about what's going on in all aspects of farming that affect the family farmer, not the fag, the big, oh, I've been a Freudian slip, not the big ag companies. There are some huge family-owned conglomerates as well. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are working with a couple of hundred dairy cows, people have a couple of hundred acres. They're progressing, hopefully, with either cattle or food or feed or maybe horses. A reminder that June is Dairy Month. Hopefully you have found your local dairy producer, if he or she is not you, if that's not you. There are a lot of great farmers that are making milk, the products that are coming from them. Unfortunately, we're not getting a lot of good milk from the Suiza family, or Suiza, whatever the name is, the Dairy Farmers of America. The product they get is good, but they ruin it with their processing. And so if you can find a farmer or a group of farmers, there are some of the collaborators around the country that have co-ops that are maybe 8 or 10 dairies that are processing their own milk, and it's so much better. It's so wonderful. The pictures of cows being milked, however, have been offset somewhat by the latest video that's floating around. This is something that so disgusts me, my attitude toward cows. It's not, some people say it's like what the Indians think, I'm talking about the country of India, and the way that they revere cattle. You can see them all over the place. Pretty interesting, actually. I feel a reverence toward cattle. I don't slaughter my animals and never have. They live to old age. Well, it's just I have a different point of view than most farmers on this. But I certainly want you to know about what gives you a bad name, even though this is certainly not the rule. It does happen. And that's why the Fairlife Dairy Company is in big problem, in big trouble, because somebody went in from one of these animal rights groups, Animal Recovery Mission, taking graphic footage of the dairy operations at Fair Oaks Farm, which is owned by the founder of Fairlife. It's become public in the past week or so, all over social media. Shocking video revealing abuse of calves, employees slapping, kicking, punching, pushing, throwing, slamming, stabbing, beating, hitting the calves. It just is, it's incredible how senseless this is, how the things that people get, they aren't even human beings. I'm not talking about the cows or the calves. I'm talking about the people that are doing this. What is the matter with you? The extreme pain and suffering the calves suffered, permanent injury, death at the hands of these morons. The group said the footage was taken by an undercover investigator who recorded the animal abuse while working at Fair Oaks Farm, 75 miles south of Chicago. And we've seen this same sort of, ABC did a thing a couple, 3 or 4 years ago about a dairy farmer in upstate New York that was really, it isn't bobbing the tails, but taking the dairy calves, the bull calves that are born out of the mother, and not, well, no, for the most part, bull calves are not desired, as most of us know who are in dairy. And they were just taking them and throwing them on the manure pile. They take them out of the cow, throw them there alive. It's inhumane. It's sick. These people that do this stuff are sick. Sick, sick. So those who have Fairlife, I have products on the East Coast. We have Fairlife products. They've all been pulled from the stores, at least grocery stores, mostly in the Midwest, where it's much more prominent than it is on the East Coast. Although I never remember seeing it. I don't remember seeing any of it on the West Coast, any of their products, but I do see it on the East Coast. And so I wouldn't use it anyway because I don't like what I know about the company other than this. It's just these people are sick. That's the only way you can look at it. So what do you do? How do you educate them, or how do you keep them from doing this sort of thing? It's something that's inculcated. The parents, I'm sure, have the same values. Otherwise, these kids wouldn't be doing it. It's sick. Sick, sick, sick. So during Dairy Month, that's kind of a hard thing to swallow. It really is. You know, it's well, it is what it is. Take a look at the video and you kind of go from there. We're going to spend the bulk of our time today meeting Michelle Ajamian, who is the co-owner of Shagbark Seed and Mill. She actually is the director of the Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative. I want to find out how that works. I want to know about her mill, seed. I just want to know the whole story. She's got a great story, and we're going to have her tell it here on the American Family Farmer. Here's another something that is important for me and for you. We're setting up a pilot program to have old vehicles around the farm and around the home donated so that you can help help the farm that I own and others that are trying to survive. If you would like to donate your car or your truck, an old motorcycle, an old tractor, an old piece of equipment, a boat, a trailer, whatever it is, your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. It's a lot of good. Great American institution, the family farm. I love it. I've enjoyed my life on the farm, enjoyed growing up and learning and still loving the animals. Would you believe that farmers only receive 15 cents out of every dollar spent on food? I've been talking about that a lot here. In some cases, less than that. So how do we keep the American value system, the American family farm, going? Well, here's a pilot project, as I said, asking people to donate vehicles. Pretty easy to do. Go to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can see the button there. Or you can go to DJV Show, see the same thing. There's a form online that you can fill out. Or you can call 888-342-4483. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or, as I say, complete the form online at DJVShow.com or AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Give. This is an easy thing. When you call them, won't cost you anything. They'll send a truck to get whatever the vehicle is, and the value of it goes to help nonprofit farm institutions. The family farm needs your help. Call 888-342-GIVE or go online. Complete the form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Feeling sluggish, bloated, gassy, and, well, you know, want some relief? Try Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Our unique blend of all-natural herbs go to work on your digestive tract, giving you So before you try our super strength formula. It does a great job removing intruders that jack you up. Thousands of people use Life Change Tea every month, so try it because you're gonna love the way you feel. And here's a little pick-me-up. Order now and receive 10% off your first order by entering in 10 today in the coupon code. That's 10 today in the coupon code. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Enter 10 today in the coupon code for your 10% discount. Wow, feeling good never felt so good. Get some tea love at GetTheTea.com. Changing America one tea bag at a time.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day. say at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TomLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TomLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TomLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. 17 and a half the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm looking at this this focus from Bayer. Those of you who know the plight of Monsanto being bought by Bayer a couple of years ago. Bayer is the European conglomerate, the same as Dow and DuPont and Monsanto, frankly. If you don't remember or don't know, Bayer wasn't the original name of the company. They originally were the ones that manufactured the gas that was used in the gas chambers in Germany in World War II to gas all the Jews. But they changed their name and now become a big pharmaceutical company, and they have announced they're going to invest a lot of money to develop additional methods to combat weeds, knowing that Monsanto was wrong, admitting in a way, without admitting it, that all the suits against them for Roundup and its main ingredient are going to get them no place. They don't want to fight this uphill battle, it would seem. So they said they're going to invest about $5 billion over the next 10 years to research weed-killing methods that do not involve glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, which causes all the problems to plant life, animal life, human life. Bayer's been entangled in all these lawsuits since it purchased Roundup, Monsanto that makes Roundup. They paid $60 billion, Bayer did, to buy Monsanto. You'd think they'd have done their research. I mean, they must know about all the controversy around. My question is, why did they buy it, frankly? It must be a hell of a markup in some of this stuff, these products, because they spent a lot of money. How do they get it back, especially when the word of mouth on Monsanto is so bad among the general populace, not only here in America, but in Europe? They've banned Roundup and most of the stuff that Monsanto makes. Bayer said it's working on reducing the ecological footprint of its products, like Monsanto's Roundup, reducing its environmental impact by 30% also in the next 10 years. They also said at Bayer that they're developing new technologies, scaling down crop protection volumes and enabling more precise application of the product. So that basically means to me anyway that those of you who use it, I get really attacked by some of the farmers who say, you're killing our livelihood. We need this to make more money because we've got to survive, et cetera, et cetera. Well, my attitude toward that is if you have to make money by killing people, it's not really a good way to make money. So, and it's a direct line. I mean, it's very obvious what's going on here. So, kudos to Bayer. Good for them that they've recognized. I'm sure it's just a business. Well, I don't know that for a fact. I'm not going to make a judgment. I don't know what I was going to say is just a business decision, but even if it is just a business decision, it's the right decision because the products, especially Roundup, are just plain bad. And so, anyway, for those of you who need or you think you need this sort of thing, I'm sure they'll come up with something else. But you know what? They control the seed production as well. It's just not healthy. It's not a good situation at all. Speaking of that, farmers in the Midwest, I've talked to a couple of my friends. You know, the government has pledged $16 billion because of the market slump. Many of these farmers in the areas where there's wild weather, even this week, there's so much flooding going on that some of the farmers have just said, I'm not going to plant anything this year. We'll have no harvest. We'll have no money. We'll depend on whatever the government has given to us. Not only is the weather bad, but we certainly have the continuing focus on trade problems with various countries, mostly China, and what that's done to the value of commodities, all of that stuff. Tough time to be a farmer, whether it's a dairy farmer or a regular product or a truck farmer. It's tough, tough time in America. We better learn to respect what these people do, or we're going to be going without fresh, locally grown food. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
American Family Farmer and our podcast weekly at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Joining me now is Michelle Ajamian, who is co-owner of Shag Bark Seed and Mill. So before we talk about the collaborative, Michelle, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about how the mill works and how you came to either have put it together, bought it. What's the operation like?
Well, thanks for having me. Sure, I'll do that. We've been operating the mill for about a decade now, and actually we started without knowing anything about milling. We really started because, as my partner Brandon says, he had a case of existential anxiety, and that was because we'd go off to these farmers markets, which have been just burgeoning centers of local food, you know, over the last couple of decades, but really in the last 10 years, we've seen a lot of change there. And he said, but where are the grains and beans? So we went to the co-op and we asked, where do these black beans come from? And we investigated and found out they came from China. And, you know, where's the food security in that? It's most of our calories.
There isn't any. We're finding that out the hard way right now, farmers, because of the trade wars, where there's no food security in that at all. So that's a great question.
Well, yeah, and the tariffs. And then let's look at what happened in Nebraska, the flooding in Nebraska and Wisconsin. Yeah. You know, we're in Ohio, and we work with organic farmers here, and one of our primary farmers just was able to plant half of the corn he expected to plant very, very late. I was on the phone with him yesterday, and he was saying, yeah, it should be tasseling, you know, by a certain date, and we'll be lucky if it's 6 inches tall, and if it keeps raining, is it going to make it? You know, and the quality of any vegetable, any crop is affected by drought and by a lot of rain. You lose the concentration of flavor and all kinds of other aspects, so it's not an easy time.
No, it certainly isn't. And I actually was talking earlier before you got here about some of the farmers that I know in the Midwest, these two states especially, that you were talking about, are not going to plant anything. They're just going to cast their fate to the wind. Maybe some of the $16 billion that's been pledged to farmers because of what's going on, not just with the weather, but the trade stuff, people devalue. It's just a whole, this is like an attack on our food system.
Yeah, but what is that $16 billion going to be spent on? I was a presenter at a national conference in March of 2016 when these tariffs, well, it wasn't 2016, excuse me, it was 2018 when these tariffs were being, you know, first coming online. And people from the USDA were talking about how conventional farmers, and we're talking about grain farmers, which is where most of also, where most of the pollution, most of the, you know, chemicals, all of that just concentrate there, and it's most of our acreage. So for the first time, these conventional farmers are going under. They're going under now because of the weather, but they were going under already because of the tariffs. And I turned to the people from USDA, we were all having dinner together, and said, can I chime in for a moment? And they let me, of course. And I said, this is the time for USDA to pony up money, to really put money on the table that will help farmers transition to organic.
Yep.
You know, helping with the organic certification, which is one of the things the USDA does, is just a drop in the bucket. It takes 3 years.
And by the way, I had one of the things about the podcast that we currently have, the organic label, as you know, has been bastardized. The government has screwed it up because of the influence of the big ag companies, Cargill and the like, ADM, and they want their farms to be able to sell organic because it's become a big market, but they've cheapened it to the point of it having no value, and that's a problem in itself. We'll talk more. Michelle Ajamian is here on the American Family Farm.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're having a chat with Michelle Ajamian, who is the co-owner of Shagbark Seed and Mill, and you're also the leader and director of the Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative in Ohio, the Central Appalachian region. So how do the two go hand in hand, Michelle? How does the mill, I notice on your website that you kind of put the two together. The Appalachian mm-hmm. Staple Food Collaborative apparently is an important part or a mix in what you're producing, the seeds and stuff. And let's talk about how this has been very creative and kind of imaginative, from my perspective anyway.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Really, as I was saying earlier, we didn't know what we were getting into. We both had veggie farming background and nothing in the realm of grain. So early on when we started, we were doing test plots of different kinds of grains to see what high nutrition grains and beans would grow in the Appalachian region, which has a really different soil profile than other parts of the Midwest. And we gathered together many people who were really the network, and that's what the Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative is. It's an informal network of people who are farmers, are working in extension, folks like that, food hub people, and it was really from conversations with them that we realized that we didn't need to grow the crops, or like those crops could be grown by farmers who already are expert in grains, and we just needed to create a model that would encourage more organic farmers. We needed to open a mill. So essentially the collaborative or the network helped us launch that mill, and we've been piecing it together ever since. We started with paying out about $5,000 to local farmers to grow crop for us, and last year we paid out, about $175,000 to farmers. So we've really grown that market for organic grain from local farmers, and that's been really satisfying. We feel like we're on the right path.
Well, you are on the right path. I guess, that's from my perspective, you're on the right path, and many people will agree, but there are a lot of people who will disagree. I don't know why we have to agree or disagree on things. We just need to help each other.
That's right. A disagreement is fine, you know.
Yeah, it's healthy, in fact. Mm-hmm. So how do you market all of this, and how do you, get from A, connect the dots, getting from A to B? And most of that has to do with marketing. Is it in that region, frankly, and I say this lovingly, the outward appearance would be that the number one priority for food, food-based concern in the Appalachian region isn't the same as it might be in Cincinnati, or it might be in Pittsburgh, or because it's a very poor area. This part of the country has one of the lowest rates of economic survival in the country. So the fact that...
That's right. That's exactly right. And, a meme about Appalachia is I don't want to use the word victim, but boom and bust has been a characteristic of Appalachia, and that was largely around fossil fuel extraction. You know, this is coal country. And what happens is the resources are taken, even if it's forest resources, and value added elsewhere. And what we're trying to do is really bring the agricultural resource here and model it for Appalachian farmers and Appalachian entrepreneurs, because there are so many businesses that could pop out of seed cleaning. So imagine seed cleaning as the hub of a whole set of enterprises. Once you clean seed, you can be pressing oil, you can be baking bread, you can be having a tortilleria. We do a lot with corn,
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Chips.
One of the things, as we talk about these various products, what a lot of people, even if they're from the farm, depending on where they are, have no idea how the taste difference is. There's one thing, growing up on the farm, loving just the ambiance and eating food that came out of the garden. We never worried about GMOs or his plant of the seed.
Right.
It was common manure on the garden, and that was the end of that. And so the taste was always different than whatever you got in the grocery store, the food store. And now it's so much more dramatic because the food stores have taken over the business. And what we have, if you can get a hold of things that come directly from the farmer, that maybe in this circumstance, the organic grains and beans that are used to make these food products, the taste is so different. It's just so, and we'd be, our taste buds become numb to the crap.
Absolutely.
That is,
we don't
produced.
Know what fresh is. We don't know what fresh
no,
is.
No, we don't.
Especially.
Not anymore. New.
Especially with grains and beans. Like, grains and beans, by their nature, can be stored for long periods. And in fact, you might go to the grocer and get some beans, and they could have been stored for 5, 6, up to 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's why they take so long to cook. So not only are we using this year's crop, so when you buy any of our products, it's being made with the most recent crop. At most 15 months out, because you're always waiting for that next harvest. And we try to really tighten, have tight numbers on what we're going to need and how long this year's crop is going to last us, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you buy a bag of our chips, and right on that bag, right on the front label, it says who the farmer is and what county that corn was grown in.
Ohio corn chips. I love this. But how I want to kind of underscore this one more time. The fact that you can, that you're on site or working closely, the organic mill that you run is supplying the grain for these chips. You're not manufacturing on site, are you? Are they being...
No, we're not. And that's a dream. And once we raise a couple of million dollars, quite frankly, we could perhaps have a tortilleria right here. But we're very happy to be working with expert Latino tortillerias who know how to take what we want and make the chip that we want to produce, or the tortilla. So we work with two different tortillerias, both in Ohio. And
are you shipping these around the country, or are you just pretty much local now?
We just expanded into the 7-state area of the Mid-Atlantic, but we don't ship them around the country unless somebody gets online with one of our partner businesses.
You can have distribution. Get distribution. The distributors around that are doing this sort of stuff.
So, Doug, you've touched on a really interesting conundrum for us, because our model is about regional sourcing regionally and selling regionally.
Yes.
But again and again, we are asked, why don't you sell your chips in California or here or there or the other place? And it's a conundrum for us. We haven't really fully answered that question for ourselves. And until we do, well, we might answer it and say we never will, and so far we haven't.
Never say never is the old expression.
Exactly.
Michelle,
I mean, there may be a good way to do that.
Yeah. Michelle Jamian is with us from Shag Bark Seed and Mill. Check out her website, Shag Bark Mill, all one word, shagbarkmilk.com. I got milk on my mind. shagbarkmill.com. And as a matter of fact, as an aside, be nice if some of your grains were used to feed some of the dairy herds in the area as well, although they're probably mostly being used for food. The cows need to be fed better than they are, and we need to stop. Really need to stop, whether we can or not, Dean Foods from controlling the dairy business to the point where they are getting milk from no place unless they got 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cows or something like that, which is nuts. You're really getting crap. Yeah, and that's a nice word for it. Michelle, stand by for a second. Let me do a couple of things here, and then we'll spend a few more minutes talking about what's going on with you. Right now, those of you who are not eating healthy things like Michelle and I are talking about, you probably put on some weight. Maybe you put on a modest amount of weight. Maybe you put on a lot of weight, and you're trying to lose it, and you know that in your heart, if you're running your farm properly, then you're growing food properly. And so if you're gaining weight, you want to take it off properly. The healthy way, the right way, is by using Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a weight loss formula that does not include crash dieting, does not include any drugs, does not include any stimulants. It fits right in with my lifestyle and the lifestyle of the people here on this program. That's why these folks want to advertise here, because they know they're in a friendly place. And the friendliest place for you to be if you're overweight is to get rid of the weight. But keeping it off, this is sort of, I want to use a sort of paraphrase, weight. Don't tell me that PBS show. Wait. No, you're going to lose the weight, but you got to keep it off. And that's what Calotren does. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed. It'll work on your system, building or rebuilding collagen, which is the essential protein of your body. And in that way, you'll be able to, a little exercise, develop some lean muscle, push out the fat. That's how the weight loss takes place. But this is not an overnight thing. You got to stay on it 4, 5, 6 months. So what the folks at Calotren have done, they've invited you to go to their website, toploss.com, use the discount box, DJV. You get free shipping. You get $10 off every bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply. So if you're really planning on losing the weight and keeping it off, get yourself reconnected to your body's collagen. Reproducing it is what Calotren allows you to do, and then you can go from there. Go to toploss.com, special deal, $10 off each bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply. It's the Father's Day for the remainder of this weekend with this Father's Day special. DJV is the code for the deal and for free shipping at toploss.com. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to, NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. American Family Farmer. I don't talk much on the farm show about pigs, raising pigs. I don't know. maybe because it doesn't much interest me. But there are things that affect. There are a lot of people raising hogs in our country. Some do a little, some do a lot. The connection between the latest problem, there's a state of emergency in Vietnam because of a killer pig disease over there that is spreading all across Vietnam and into China, where they are the number one pork producers, along with the company that they own here in America, number one producer of pork in the world. And so this problem from Vietnam killing lots of pigs is causing prices to go crazy. So if you're buying simple things like sausage, or you're buying pork chops, or you're buying ham, or you're buying anything else, the price is being affected by this viral illness that's been found in 55 Vietnamese provinces. The culling of 2.5 million hogs, they've just been killed and burned over there, kind of like mad cow disease. And what the British did, 10, 12 years ago, they shot thousands of cows and burned them. And then they found out afterwards they didn't need to because the problem wasn't what they thought it was. So I don't really know in terms of what's going on in Vietnam, whether this is the thing. But one wonders, because they have shipped, this stuff gets shipped all over the world, not only the food, but the piglets. You know, when pigs have piglets, they have large litters of them, 8, 10, 12, and they get sold. Sometimes they're very expensive. I know somebody who's raising piglets, $125, $130 they pay for a little piglet. It's only a week old. So this is something our American farmers, yet another problem for our American farmers to deal with. Continuing on now with our focus, the focus of this program is to help the American family farmer, the farmer-run businesses, and the locavores that use the products that we grow. I'm sure Michelle Ajamian at Shagbark Seed and Mill knows a lot of her clients and customers firsthand. Do they come to you to actually buy products, the public, or they know where your grains end up and they buy from the people that are using your grains?
Well, both, actually. We do sell at the local farmers market here in Athens, which is one of the best farmers markets you've ever been to. It's got 80-some vendors. And we also deliver locally to all of the local restaurants, brew pubs, and grocery stores, including the local Kroger. So we do that.
Yeah,
it's very cool. We have a great local, you know, Kroger is trying to get on the bandwagon of local, but our local Kroger was doing it like 20 years ago because we have such a great local food scene here. And
if they allow the people, the Lindners that live in Cincinnati and control Kroger's, maybe you're thinking a little more about, since the old man's gone, the family's gotten a little smarter about how to deal with stuff in Ohio. So that's something. Before we run out of time, Michelle, I want to find out what your export market is. Are you exporting any of this?
We are not exporting any of it. We are open to hearing from people in other countries and doing some exports, particularly if we could tie it to the education piece, where we help other places. Because this problem of big ag is global. I was at a symposium speaking in Crete 2 years ago, and they have the same problems we do.
Yep. Oh, yeah, these big companies are taking over everything. I'm looking at the map of Ohio. I went to school at Heidelberg up in Tiffin, Ohio, the northwest corner, and I'm looking around for places where your product can be found. I like to see all of the. I have a lot of friends in Columbus who can take advantage of what you're doing. Continued success. Keep up the good work. Michelle, thank you. Michelle Ajamia, website shagbarkmill.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
Target Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a focus on our most recent podcast, the American Family Farmer Show.com is where you go to get the podcast every week. They're all archived there in order and explained. For example, the one that's most recent, we have a conversation about the bovine sanctuary that I've set up at my own Eastley Farm. And then we talk about a new clothing line from Wrangler that uses 100% American-grown cotton from family farms. Very cool. And then our interview is with Dave Chapman, executive director of the Real Organic Project, the project farmer-led movement created to distinguish soil-grown and pasture-raised products under USDA organic label in response to the lack of enforcement of some vital USDA organic standards to protect the soil and animal welfare. A lot of organic farmers have rallied to fight and protect the integrity of the organic label, which has been a big, big problem. So you'll be able to learn a lot by listening to Mr. Chapman if you haven't heard him. We also had a conversation with Jesse Price, the editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, with some information about getting the most out of farmers' markets for you if you go to the markets this summer. I have my ice cream bus in three or four different communities for the farmers' markets this summer. It's kind of a cool thing. Very, very important to support the farmers' markets with real food from the area, not stuff brought in from who knows where. So the podcast available for your usage. I invite you to go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com to listen. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, my thoughts about the season that we're in and what else is happening beside the crops being ruined by the weather. That's up next here. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. American family farmer with a focus on the wet weather, the mild winter that we had in summer. It was pretty cold in New England where I am, but a lot of the Northeast wasn't that cold. And normally what happens when we have a really cold winter, a cold snap where it gets, we had a few days here, 30 below, but not a lot of it. The winter was moderately mild, I guess. But the precipitation and the temperatures combined have set the stage for an explosion in the tick population. And I have seen it. I pulled a tick out of my hair last night when I was taking a shower. I had been out fixing fences for the cows. It was a wet day yesterday. The ticks are all over the place. And some of these, I mean, what we know about ticks, like a lot of small organisms, they're very sensitive to dry weather. They don't like it. It kills them. Cold weather kills them. But we didn't have enough cold, and we got a lot of wet. The number has not declined. In fact, you could see a very large population of ticks in the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. I'm looking at the climatologist in New Jersey who works for the Ag Department down there. In New Jersey, they had 64 inches of precipitation last year, wettest year on record since 1895. So the ticks spread. Lyme disease and other diseases. The Lone Star tick is known to cause a syndrome where one develops an allergy to sugar found in red meat and in some medications. And that's very dangerous. So you need to, I bit by a deer tick a number of years ago, got Lyme disease. Once you get it in your system, it doesn't bother you anymore, but it really is miserable. I don't know how to avoid contact with ticks, Frank. If you're a farmer, you're in the woods, you're in brushy areas, you're in the high grass, you're in leaves. So for people who can walk a trail, I mean, even the trail around here on the public land is grown over. I'm going to go through it with my tractor and kind of clean it up a little, but the ticks are everywhere. So just make sure you are conscious of that and shower if you go out of doors. That's the best way to wash them away. Some advice, practically speaking, from the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com for our podcast.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.